From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. State wildlife officials are launching their annual big game survey. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports from Paonia.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife uses helicopters to count big game herds. Brad Petch is a biologist with the agency.
This is when we do our aerial classification counts, and those classification counts determine the proportions of buck deer and bull elk in each population and also the number of fawns and calves in each deer and elk population.
Petch says CPW will also trap some animals from helicopters using a net launcher.
That capture is for the purpose of putting radio collars on, and most of those collars are in several of the survival studies that we have going on around the state. These provide a long-term indication of how deer are doing in several of the more significant deer herds in Colorado.
The capturing work might last through mid-January. On the western slope, CPW plans to trap mule deer and desert bighorn sheep in and around the Uncompahgre Plateau. I'm Laura Palmisano.
In southern Colorado, Parks and Wildlife will conduct flights to the west of Interstate 25 between Monument Hill and the New Mexico border. The agency will also be capturing animals north and east of the Arkansas River between Canyon City and Leadville. Police say a cadaver found along a North Texas road was being transported to Denver for medical research but fell out of a vehicle. Police said today there's no indication of criminal wrongdoing, and the van transporting the body had a broken rear window. The van driver told authorities he didn't realize the body had crashed through the back window. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.